I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Researchers at the USDA Ag Research Service and U.S. Biologic have some good news for poultry producers. They say they've come up with an oral solution to an antibiotic alternative that fights against poultry coccidiosis. That's a parasitic intestinal infection. It's the most prevalent disease in broilers worldwide, causing $3.5 billion in losses a year. Veterinarian Kelly Jones recently spoke about the serious issues the disease can create for growers at the poultry website.
Coccidiosis in layers is very common. You may see just a drop in egg production, impaired growth rate, poor feed conversion, poor pigments in the eggs, lack of uniformity, nutritional deficiency, bacterial infections. All of that can be a secondary cost.
The oral product is delivered in a probiotic powder that can be mixed into current feed without any additional treatments. Researchers say treated chickens had improved gut health and a marked reduction in the spread of the disease. To get an idea of what a game changer this might be, consider that poultry in Alabama generates more than $15 billion in revenue each year. It accounts for more than 65% of annual farming revenue. The Florida poultry industry has 78.5 million broilers and 11 million layers. And in Georgia, broilers and eggs are the two largest agricultural commodities, making up nearly 40% of the state's production, according to the Georgia Poultry Federation. I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network.